I never could have done this by myself. It took so many other people. And that's so true with so many things that happen here at Fusen. And it's such a big part of the reason why we come together in spiritual community, so that we can do bigger things than we could do by ourselves. So I just appreciate so many people who helped with this service this morning. And in recognizing Beth and Danny, who are both leaving us this year, I also want to recognize Akela, who was our music coordinator, children's family music coordinator, and worked in our classrooms this year, and has brought so much to our program and will be remaining with us next year, which we're very happy about. So at this, the conclusion of my first year at Fusen, can you believe it's the end of my first year? I'm shocked. I feel like I've been here for much longer than that. It's been wonderful getting to know so many of you over the past year. I deeply appreciate every warm welcome, every sentiment of support, and every kindness you've shown me this first year. I don't know if any of you have ever started a new job. It can be a little scary at first, but it's been very easy with all of you, so thank you so much. Thank you for embracing me, for loving my stories, and for allowing me to become part of this incredible community. So, I wonder, is there anybody out there that likes to play? Twinkle your fingers in the air if you like to play. That is so wonderful. Play is really important. My talk today is about play and the role of play in our lives. Let's have another round of twinkles in the air for everyone who likes to play. I saw a bunch of twinkles from the young people, and I also saw a bunch of twinkles from the grown-ups, which I really personally love to see. Young people offer us their intelligence and their leadership in many ways. And I think it's important to stop and really recognize that, the way that young people offer us their leadership. They remind us of the importance of connection, of feeling our feelings, of being honest and true with ourselves and each other. And they remind us how important it is to play. I don't know if you've noticed, but grown-ups, young people, you may have noticed this. Grown-ups can get a little bit serious sometimes. Just sometimes. We get caught up in our work, weighed down by our commitments, and focused on what feels hard about the world and our lives. We don't exactly mean for this to happen, but it does. Sometimes, in the swirling tornado of all of that, we forget to play. Take me, for example. I've been working pretty hard, as you might imagine, with Reverend Aaron and Beth and Danny, Anne and Akela, and so many others to prepare for today's service. I've had a lot on my mind and been busier than usual at home. As a result, I've been stuck in a familiar cycle of conversation with my 6-year-old son, Rostam. It goes something like this. This may be familiar to you. Mama, can you play? Sure, honey. I just need 10 more minutes to finish what I'm doing. Okay. Then a half an hour later. Mama, you said you would play. This is taking forever. I know. I'm almost done. I just need a few more minutes. Ugh. I know I'm not the only parent, and Rostam is not the only young person to be caught in this cycle of push and pull. Like every parent I know, I have a lot of work to do, and while I would love to play with him, too often I can't quite manage to tell that I have time. And on Rostam's part, well, he just wants to play. And when I can't manage to make time to play with him, he pretty quickly gets out of sorts. So I thought of this while I was sitting there, and I want people to kind of think of this as grown-ups. You know, when we're at church in coffee hour, in the service, in our classes, and like kids are just wiggling and they're like kind of ready to explode and it's a little hard to keep them sort of focused. I want you to imagine that those wiggles, what they mean are like, I want to play. I just want to play. And I want to connect. I want to feel connected. So as you kind of figure out how to deal with those wiggles, because it's not always easy, if you could just remember that that's the translation. I feel for Rostam in those moments, and I also feel for myself, I have to say. It's hard to be a parent in this day and age, and I'm guessing in any day and age. It is constant and unceasing demands. It's overwhelming to be a parent. It's hard. So for us grown-ups, for whom life can sometimes get so serious, play can become a sort of spiritual practice we can choose to engage in. For those of us with young people in our homes, the invitation to play is constant. We just need to carve out time to say yes. We can't always say yes to play, and that's okay. But finding and setting time aside to play can enrich our lives, make our families feel more connected, make our young people feel more at ease, even just 10 or 15 minutes of time set aside just to play. We will reap the benefits of it, the connection, levity, and perspective playing can bring to our daily lives and our relationships. And sometimes we think of play as something that belongs to the world of children, but as it turns out, play is incredibly important for human beings of every age, which you all seem to have a sense of that, because play is really about connection. When a young person says, "Will you play with me?" it really is quite a beautiful and vulnerable question. Translated, it could mean, "Will you be with me? Are we connected? Do you see me? Do you like me? Are we the same?" What play looks like and entails changes throughout a person's life, but it never stops being important. I'd like you to close your eyes and remember the last time you played. And in doing that, remember that play looks different throughout the ages and that every person's idea of play is unique. You'll find that kernel of play in the last time you felt connected to yourself or other people. It might have been just this morning, as you're imagining, that you last played, like the guys in the band this morning. I think that's play for them. Maybe it was last weekend at Sandy Island, for those of us that were there. There was lots of wonderful play. Or it might have been a week ago, a month ago, or it might be longer than you can manage to remember. But I invite you to try to think of a moment of play, recently or early in your life, a time when you felt connected and alive. It might have been with a young person or another, or an adult friend, or maybe it was by yourself. We play alone, too. You might remember a time when you were younger and a favorite playmate or game or activity. Breathe in the joy of those moments and the feeling of losing yourself in play, in laughter, in connection. We have an opportunity here at Fusion to reach for each other deeply. Sometimes that deep reaching will take the form of serious inquiry and conversation. Sometimes it will take the form of serious or not so serious play. Let's remember to learn from children the wisdom they have to share. Let's remember to laugh and be goofy and joke around. Let's remember to reach for each other in all the joy and all the possibility of being alive. Please stand as you are willing and or able for hymn 1018, "Come and Go With Me."
To that land where I'm bound, come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land where I'm bound. There'll be freedom in that land. There'll be freedom in that land. There'll be freedom in that land where I'm bound. There'll be freedom in that land. There'll be freedom in that land. There'll be freedom in that land where I'm bound. Justice. There'll be justice in that land. There'll be justice in that land. There'll be justice in that land where I'm bound. There'll be justice in that land. There'll be justice in that land. There'll be justice in that land where I'm bound. Singing! There'll be singing in that land. There'll be singing in that land. There'll be singing in that land where I'm bound. There'll be singing in that land. There'll be singing in that land. There'll be singing in that land where I'm bound.
Go now in peace and love, and may the warmth of this community remain with you today and all of your days to come.